An early happy holidays to you, and welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six, brought to you by Sports Authority. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. Let's open the mailbag and see what you gave me for Christmas. Our first question comes from Alex in Germany. Do you think Christian Ponder has the arm strength that is necessary to be a quarterback in the NFL? Yeah, I don't think Christian Ponder's issue is an arm strength issue. I think it's a timing and rhythm issue. When Christian Ponder and our passing offense is at its best, Ponder is getting rid of the ball in time at the top of his drop, and the offense is in rhythm. I have to give credit where it's due, and this game plan on both sides of the ball was the best of the year. I'm impressed. I agree with Roger. I think this was the best performance by the Vikings coaching staff of the season. On offense, how about opening the game with a play-action fake to Adrian, finding Kyle Rudolph for a 14-yard gain. Everyone in the building thought Adrian was getting the ball on the first play. We faked it to him. Kyle Rudolph wide open. Defensively, zone blitzing Antoine Winfield, blitzing Marcus Sherrills, a pick six for Everson Griffin. Christian Ballard gets a sack. The Vikings defensive coaching staff threw some wrinkles into their game plan against the Rams, and it worked. Our next question comes from Mike in Goodwin, South Dakota. What do you see as a plan to attack the Houston offense? Well, I think you have to be creative. We mentioned the zone blitzing and the cornerback blitzing with Antoine and Marcus Sherrills. I think you got to keep doing those types of things. Those are things the Rams probably didn't scout in their week of practice. Keep being creative defensively to confuse the Houston offense. And remember, the Houston Texans have Arian Foster, one of the best running backs in the NFL. Our rushing defense has to be up to snuff to slow down this Houston offense. Our next question comes from Lucas in Burlington, North Dakota. Where is Percy Harvin with his ankle recovery, and is there any chance we will see him play if the Vikings make a postseason run? Percy is rehabbing that ankle injury, and he said he's going to be back and better than ever in 2013. Unfortunately, he's on the injured reserve, so he cannot come back even if the Vikings make the postseason. Remember, every team has one chance to put a player on IR and then bring him back later in the season. The Vikings did that with Chris Cook, so hopefully Chris is going to be back soon. Unfortunately, Percy will not be. Our next question comes from Jake. What would happen if the Vikings and Packers tied at 10-6 at the end of the year? How would the Vikings lose the tie? The Vikings lose the tiebreaker because of division record. Even if the Vikings beat the Packers in Week 17, the Packers have a better record within the NFC North. They would be 5-1. The Vikings would be 4-2. So the Packers win the division, and the Vikings have to vie for a spot in the NFC wildcard race. Our last question comes from Twitter. At DanBloom33 asks, if we win out, are we in for sure, or do we need help? Even if the Vikings win out and go 10-6, they still might need help to get in. Here's the situation. Washington, the Giants, Dallas, and Seattle are all vying for wildcard spots with the Vikings. Here's the best plan of attack for the Vikings. Win the rest of your games. Hope Washington wins the NFC East. San Francisco wins the NFC West. Seattle takes the number 5 seed and a wild card, and then we need Dallas and the Giants to keep losing while we keep winning. That will give us the 6 seed and a spot in the playoffs. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but we'll be back next week with two editions of the Pick 6, an Adrian Peterson version and a Packer preview edition. So don't forget to send your questions to the email address at the bottom of this screen. And we'll see you next week. Our next question comes from Roger in Bonita Springs, Florida. I have to give...